Thank you. Tonight, we're going to be, subject is going to be power for the obedient child of Yahweh. And power is very important. It's the word koach. So K-O-A-H, number 3581. And we notice many times in Hebrew, it's, you hear a lot of, sometimes just not Hebrew, a lot of, you know, really in the back of the throat. So, power with and without Ruach. And Ruach is spirit. And it can be many other things too, but Ruach is what we're talking about. And so we're first going to look at the power that's been, that we should be claiming and acting, and we've got to walk into it. George Mueller used to say, and he had an orphanage, and thousands of children he was taking care of, and he never asked for money ever. And he had, so Yahweh, you're going to provide for this orphanage. And when the money, the children at the table, there's no food, he goes in and lays down the promises of Yahweh and said, you said this, and you said this, and you said this, and I'm going to hold you to your word. Mm-hmm. And so we have to do that, and that's what our Father wants us to do. I want you to, you say you're going to supply all of our needs. We are here. Our needs are not supplied at this particular time, but we thank you for supplying this need. And all of a sudden you get a knock on the door, and somebody bring in food, or they bring in money. And he ended up, I think, taking care of 10,000 orphans without asking for a penny. So that is, we're going to look at Ruach, but the, what we got is the, you know, the, it's not the Abrahamic covenant. So we're part of that. Why are we important? Because one thing, we're part of the Abrahamic covenant, and that's in Galatians. We have to go to Galatians 3, 26 to 29. So Yahweh entered a covenant with Abraham, and we are heirs, you know, since we are have made Yahushua our Lord and believe in our heart that Yahweh woke him from among the dead. We are part of that family, of the Abrahamic family. And so a covenant is very important because it's an agreement between two parties. Yahweh made an agreement with Abraham, and so he has to honor those agreements, and he will honor those agreements. And the other one is Hesed. And so we've got a covenant, and we've got Hesed. And Hesed is an obligation. And so I think of, you know, when a husband and wife enter into a covenant, there's obligation. You are obligated to do this. And so we have to see, we've entered into a covenant with Yahweh, and he's obligated to take care of us, as we are obligated to obey what he says. That's the agreement. And so let's go to Deuteronomy 7. Hesed is the number 2617. Most people have no idea of this word. They're very powerful. We've done teachings on that, but we can't do it at this time. But Deuteronomy 7, 9 through 11. So these things that we're going to always go to strengthen ourselves, to get the power that we need. 9 through 11. So then thou must know that Yahweh thy Elohim, he is Elohim, the faithful El, keeping his covenant and his hesed. So the Rothman will say loving kindness. Every time you see a loving kindness, that's the word hesed. With them, that what? The covenant is that love him. If we want power, we want deliverance, we must love him. And how do we love him?
Obey.
And keep his commandments to a thousand generations. But requiting them who hate him unto his faith to destroy them. So there you got, you know, we got covenant with Barith and Hesed. They go hand in hand with us. And then obviously, so covenant is very important, we're going to see. Hesed is very important, and then Ruach. You know, which will be spirit. I'll say Holy Ruach or Holy Spirit is being poured out on us. But we're going to go first without Ruach, just power without Ruach. So we must, in order to get that power released onto us and before us, we must read the book to know it, how to obey Yahweh. We must read, and then we must obey, then we must ask, and we can also listen. So we're going to give examples of that. The covenant is obviously, what do we enter into? The covenant of the Ten Words, or the Ten Commandments, is also called the Ten Words. We must read it and then obey it. And actually, as you know right now, a lot of people will read it, but they're not obeying it, because if you're a Trinitarian, you've broken the First Commandment and the Second Commandment. You know, right here, I've got Yahushua. Yeah, obviously, that's not Yahushua, but it represents him. If he's God, then I've got an image of God right on me. You know, so that'd be breaking the First Commandment and the Second Commandment. So we're going to give an example of this. We go to Deuteronomy 1. I go through this, 6 through 8. Yahweh Elohim spake unto us in Horeb, saying, long enough have you dwelt in this mountain. Turn you and set yourself forward and enter into the hill country of the Amorites and into the place near, in the plains and the mountains and the lowlands in the south and the coast of the sea, in the land of the Canaanites and Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set before you the land, enter and possess the land. So that is power. If he says, I have given it to you, you go out and get it. Did they have spirit? No. Moses had ruach on him, and made some other prophets, you know,
upon them.
Aharon, Miriam were prophets. But you're going to see right here, I have given it to you, which Yahweh swore unto your fathers. Okay. 21. Verse 21, same chapter. See thou, Yahweh thy God hath set before thee the land. Go up, take possession, as Yahweh the Elohim of thy father hath spoken unto thee. Do not fear, nor be dismayed. That's where the action required is his power. Yes, I've given this. How you get it? Just go. I've given it to you. That's all it is. The word, go. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. He says go. Now we go to 26 to 28. Let's see. Nevertheless, you are not willing to go up, but rebelled against the bidding or mouth of Yahweh, your Elohim, and murmured in your tents and said, because Yahweh hated us, hath he brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us in the land of the Amorites to destroy us. Okay. They rebelled against Yahweh. And so, if you want power, you cannot rebel against Yahweh.
Yeah.
Because here's what's going to happen. Okay, he said, go. And now, nope, you guys repelled. Okay, you're not going to get the land at this particular time. And look what they're going to do. They're going to do something here. 32 and 36.
30 what?
Same chapter, verse 32 to 36. But in this thing you are putting no trust in Yahweh or Elohim, who is going before you in the way, to search out for you a place where you might encamp in the fire by night, that you might set sight of the way wherein you should go, and in the cloud by day. And Yahweh heard the voice of your words, and was wroth, and swore, saying, surely not one of these men, this wicked generation, shall see the good land, because you rebelled against that. Now we go to 41 and 45. We'll show Yahweh we're going to go anyway. And guess what? There's no power. Then respond you and said unto me, we have sinned against Yahweh. We ourselves will go up and fight according to all that Yahweh our Elohim hath commanded us. No, no. There's no power. No. And so what happened? And when you had girded on every man his weapon of war, your foolishness went up. You foolishly went up towards the hill country. Then said Yahweh unto me, say unto them, you shall not go up nor fight, for I am not in your midst, lest you should be smitten before your enemies. And they were. So here's power on obeying the word of Yahweh, his commandments, in the same way in our own lives, even without Ruach. How's it going to work? Doesn't matter. Just go. And I will take care of things. And we'll see incidences of that. Another example is David, and we probably know this, the great king, David, great king, he's bringing in the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, and they're celebrating and jumping and dancing. Did he read the word? No, he did not read the word, because they had the Ark of the Covenant on a wagon. Not only the Levites are supposed to carry the Ark of the Covenant, and you had no Levites there, but you put it on your wagon, and you have good intentions, and Uzziah touched it and died. Well, what happened there? You got to read the book. You want power, and so David, who's a king, you're supposed to read. All kings are supposed to read, you know, the Torah. It was at that particular time, and you didn't read it. Somebody died because you didn't read it. So that's another illustration. Now we also got to look at ask and listening. So we got to read it to obey it, and then we got to ask in each situation and listen for the response. And that's 2 Samuel 5 with David. 2 Samuel 5:17.
Take your time here for a minute, okay?
Okay. Page 326. And when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David to be king over Israel, then came up all the Philistines to seek to secure David. And David heard of it and went down into the citadel. Now the Philistines had come and had spread themselves out in the vale of Rephaim. So then David inquired of Yahweh. There it is. Look at this. Inquiring of Yahweh. You going on a vacation? Inquire about Yahweh. You're going to do a job search? Inquire of Yahweh. You know, you're going to marry somebody? Inquire of Yahweh. You just inquire. And David didn't inquire by bringing up the ark. And somebody died because he didn't inquire. So then David inquired of Yahweh, saying, "Shall I go up unto the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into my hand?" Well, he could have said, "I've got spirit. I've got power. I'm going to go do it." No, he did have spirit. He was anointed with Ruach. But he asked, and Yahweh said unto him, "Go up, and I will surely deliver the Philistines into thy hand." Okay, and he won. Now we go down to 22. And yet again did the Philistines come up, and they spread themselves out in the vale of Rephaim. So David inquired of Yahweh, and he said, "Thou shalt not go up." Okay, I just can't be automatic. I'm all powerful. I'm all powerful in all situations, and I just do it because Yahweh says I'm all powerful. No, you gotta ask and you gotta listen in these situations. And Yahweh saying, "Don't go." Well, wait a minute. Last time you had me go and we won. Why don't I just do it again? It's the same people out there. Get round behind them. He's gonna show you all it. And come in upon them over against the mulberry trees, and it shall be when thou shalt hear a sound of marching at the top of the mulberry trees, then shall thou act with decision. For then will Yahweh have gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. That's power. That's power, is listening. And he did that. Otherwise, if he would have just said, well, and as we know, that's what happened to Yehoshua, you know, with Achan.
It was AI, was the city.
Yeah, I know, but who was the person? I think it was Achan, okay, who stole stuff, and you go through there, and people die because he didn't ask.
Who had food where?
Well, in AI, so they destroyed Jericho. You're not supposed to take any other thing. Everything's, possessions are going to Yahweh, and I think Achan... but he took treasures in Babylon robe and everything else and buried it in his tent. And so Yahushua did not ask, and they went up and about 30 men died because of Achan. And so that's asking and listening. And we got to draw near to Yahweh. And that is the power, 1 Samuel 7:10. And when Samuel, this is great, Samuel was a prophet and had power. And they're on this mountain going in with a covenant. And here's what's happening. When Samuel was offering up the ascending sacrifice, the Philistines drew near to fight against Israel. But Yahweh thundered. So look at the power, because they were in the right place. They were sacrificing to Yahweh. Did they know this was coming? No, they didn't. So now they're probably surrounded by the Philistines. And Yahweh thundered with a great noise throughout that day over the Philistines and confused them as they were spent before Israel. Power. Because they walked and didn't have the people, the soldiers didn't have Ruach, but Samuel did. But here it is, Yahweh interacts if we're walking in that power. Let's go to Deuteronomy 8:11. Another incidence. Okay, 8:11. Take heed to thyself, lest thou forget Yahweh thy Elohim, so as not to keep his commandments and his regulations and his statutes which I am commanding thee today. That's it. It's conditional. But God loves me unconditionally. You know, there's no chapter and verse that says this. Real simple. If you want power, you must read and know what the will is. You must obey and walk in fellowship, and when you're out of fellowship, repent, change directions, and then you must, ask and listen, and then you will have that power issue forth from you. So we see that, and then we go 17 and...
what book are you in?
Deuteronomy 8, verse 17. And lest thou should say in thy heart, my own strength, and that's the same word, kohah, which is translated power other place, but it's translated strength here. As we know, strength is power. You know, if I need something lifted and I don't have the power to do that, I look at somebody who does have the power or strength to do that and they can do it. My own strength and the might of my own hand has gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember Yahweh thy Elohim, that it was he who had been giving thee strength or power to get wealth, and that so he might establish his covenant, which he swore to you, thy father, in this day. So Yahweh has been giving us power. He gives us power and strength. He gives it to us. So we must hold on to that. Now with Ruach, now we've got to go, that was without Ruach. You know, as the day of Pentecost, it was poured out because the perfect sacrifice was given and all of us was purified, even as Christ was purified. And that's why we could receive holy Ruach, because otherwise you had to be really holy to receive Ruach. And that's why it was only on the kings and the prophets. And then when they were unholy, it was taken away. And that's what the king Saul. And so we go to Elijah. And this is even with Ruach, because Elijah and Elisha had it. But let's look at 1 Kings 17. Examples of power. And learn from this. And this is why Yahweh gives us a book. You want power? Read the book and get the examples down. Well, I don't want to read it. Now here, then said she unto Elijah... let's see. Oh, let's see. 17.
Verse what?
It's 1 Kings 17, 17. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, remember Elijah was on the run from Jezebel, Oxham, Ahab, and he went into a widow's house, and the food's being multiplied, and they got a son. But the son dies. Well, what the heck is going on here? Yahweh, can't you do something? That is bad. I'm a man of power, and the son dies. And it came to, verse 17, it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, owner of the house, fell sick. Yea, and it came to pass that his sickness was very severe until no breath was left in him. So two things are even happened. Either Elijah was gone and didn't heal him, or Elijah was there and was ministering to him and still died anyway. So either one or the other. Then said she unto Elijah, what have I in common with thee, O man of Elohim? Hast thou come unto me and called my remembrance, my iniquity, and have caused the death of my son? Golly. And instead of Elijah just wailing away and say, well, Yahweh needs another rose petal in heaven, or something like that. Now he's with Jesus. No, he hasn't been told of this. I'm being put into action. I'm going into my action mode. And he said unto her, give me thy son. Let's bury him. No. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him unto the upper room where he was staying. And you know what he's going to do? He's just not sure, but he's acting. You know, if you don't act, I guarantee you, you won't get results. And laid him upon his own bed. Then cried unto Yahweh and said, O Yahweh, my Elohim, even upon the widow which whom I am sojourning, hast thou brought misfortune by causing the death of her son? And he stretched himself out upon the boy. Three times. Not the first time. Not the second time. And he keeps going. He keeps going. He keeps going. And he said, let's build a coffin. I'm sorry. Three times, and cried unto Yahweh and said, O Yahweh, my Elohim, let the life or the soul, the nephesh of this boy, I pray thee, come again unto him. And Yahweh hearkened to the voice of Elijah, and the life of the boy came again within him, and he lived. Wow! Did Elijah see that coming? No. But he refused to surrender. And Elijah's the same way. 2 Kings 4:32. So he knew about this with Elijah. Obviously, Elijah told him about this. And Elijah was trying to help this woman, and she didn't want anything. And Gehazi said, well, she doesn't have any sons, and her husband's old. Oh, you're going to have a son. And she said, don't lie to me. And she has a son. And then the son dies. Oh, you're like, ow, ow. You're supposed to live happily ever after. And 32, when Elisha had come into the house, lo, the boy was dead and laid upon his bed. And we remember, if you look at this, Gehazi went ahead and he said, put my staff upon the boy. So you need to read this case. And Gehazi put the staff upon the boy, and he that didn't work. Well, it didn't work. Oh, we lost. Sorry. I'm sorry. No. And when 32, and when Elisha had come into the house, lo, the boy was dead, laid upon his bed. So he went in and shut the door behind him too, and prayed unto Yahweh. Then got he up and laid upon the child, and put his own mouth upon his mouth, and his own eyes, his own hands upon his hands, and bowed himself upon him, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then returned he. You know, this has taken a while. And then he walked in the house once to and fro, and then went up and bowed himself upon him. And the boy sneezed as many as seven times, and the boy opened his eyes. I think that's where we get the word God bless you, from the sneeze. But here's an example of individuals that refuse to give up. And Ruach is power, as we can see, Luke 24:29. Now we're going to get into Ruach in our age. This also shows you why the book should be Matthew, Mark, Luke, Acts. John should be in the front of the book of Revelation. It should not be behind Luke. And here's why. And we're going to see a great example of this. Luke 24:49. And lo, I am sending forth the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city until you be clothed from on high with what? Power. Power. So, because that's the Ruach is coming out. So not only do we have Yahweh's word and Yahweh with us, but we have an internal source of power. I forgot about my cell phone. Hold on. We're going to understand a cell phone in our age is an excellent concept of Ruach. If I have this in my pocket, do I feel anything? Is there any power issuing from it? No power is issuing from it. Because I have to turn it on. I have to activate it. And so think of this. It's inherent power. Some people have great ability on their phones. Why? Because they want to. And they seek it out. And they tap into the different powers, the flashlight and all the different things that can happen on itself. And other people have maybe three functions, and that's all. They don't have any power because they're not willing to experiment. They're not willing to look at it. And many times they're waiting for something to happen instead of, you know, Yahweh says, I got power. I got power. I'm not asking for power. I've got power. I just want you to act like you got power and act in it. So cell phones are great examples. But we saw here, he says you're going to be clothed with on high with power. Well, here in Acts, you know, if Luke, you know, Acts should follow Luke. Another book of Acts.
That's where Gideon was clothed with power.
Yeah, 1:8. Yeah, yeah, and so is all the, you know, Samson, everybody else. But this, all of us have power. So everybody can say that Acts 1:8. And so Acts comes, you know, it's part of the book of Luke. They come right into game. But 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. But you shall receive power. Luke said you're going to be clothed with power, and now he says you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then we don't have to go there, but you go to Acts 4:33, 6:8, 10:38, and we know 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, the majority of the churches say there is no power. Because they don't feel anything. Instead of knowing what the Word says, and the Word says, hey, I'm supposed to speak in tongues, there's nine manifestations of the Spirit. Nine evidences of the Spirit. Tongues of interpretation, prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning spirits, faith, miracles, and healing. Nine components out of that Spirit. They're not gifts. They are manifestations of the gift. And so most churches have just thrown out 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 Corinthians 14. They love 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. But that's what's in between. All right, so it's a sandwich situation. They're all three, one unit, and you threw out the first, and you threw out the third, and you kept the one in the middle one because you're devoid of power. Since you don't see it, you don't believe it. And that's why you don't have power. You have the power, but guess what? Somebody's told you the thing doesn't work. You got it, but it doesn't work, and you're not trying to make it work because somebody tells you it doesn't work. So you put it in your drawer, and that's it, or you throw it away. Let's go to Philippians 2:13. This is a great verse. For it is Yahweh who is energizing within you. Think of that. The Creator, not just of the universe, the Creator is energizing in me both the desiring and the energizing in behalf of His good pleasure. So Yahweh is in me. Yahweh is in Christ, which is in me, energizing for good works. He wants those good works. I got to believe that I can do that. So when I see some, you know, situation, I just automatically tap in. You know, should I do something here? Should I do something here? And you're just looking at it. And you're asking and listening. If there's no response, you keep going on. But if it's according to the Word, you don't need to ask. You just do it. You know, if you see somebody in sin, He's told you, do I talk to him about the sin? No, because nobody led me to. No, the Scripture says I'm supposed to talk to that person in sin. You as your spiritual resource, that's the one in the spirit of meekness, lest I also be fall, or something like that. That's in Galatians. So if he's already told us what to do, we don't have to ask, we don't have to get consent. He's already told us what to do. Now we go to Matthew 8, and so here's just an example. This is a very good example. Matthew 8, verse 8 through 13. Power. Back to power, an example of power. And everybody knows this case. And let's start at 5. And when he entered into Capernaum, there came near unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant is laid prostrate in the house, and a paraplegic fearfully tortured. Golly, fearfully tortured. Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't help him. He said unto him, I will come and cure him. But the centurion answering and said, Lord, I am of no consideration that under my roof thou should enter, but only say with a word, and heal shall be my servant. Now, he's doing it on his first servant. So now you're looking at, wow, the servant's not there. Well, he can't because he's a paraplegic. You know, but here's a guy who's going to believe to get power.
Or somebody else.
Because Yahushua is going to give him the words. All I need is the words. And it's going to be done. Look at this. For I also am as a man set under authority, having under myself soldiers. And I say to this one, go, and he goeth to another, come, and he cometh unto my servant, do this, and he does it. Now, Yahushua, hearing marvelous, said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, with no one in Israel, such faith as this have I found, but I say unto you, let's go down to 13. And Yahushua said unto the centurion, withdraw. And as thou hast believed, be it done for thee.
Amen.
And healed was a servant in that hour. I mean, that's just phenomenal. So what's available? Did the centurion have Ruach? No, he didn't have Ruach. You know, hadn't been given yet. You know, was he a prophet? The centurion was not a prophet, but he understood the power that you are the son of Yahweh. All you got to do is speak it. So we're going to be the same way. If a word is given, take it. Mm-hmm. And walk with it.
And that's especially healing somebody else. That's even more.
Oh, yeah. And we know that. And let's see here. Romans 10:17. We don't have to go there. But it is. Let me see here. Oh, we better go there. Hence our faith cometh by hearing something heard, and that which is heard through the declaration of Yahweh. Wait a minute here. That's not what I wanted. Oh, I wanted 12. No, I'm sorry.
12:17?
Yeah, let me see here. Yeah. I looked at 10.
And to know one evil for evil?
No. Let's see here. Oh, 8:32. I'm sorry. he at least who his own son did not spare, but in half of us all delivered him up. How shall he not also with him all things upon us in favor bestow? Yahweh gave his son for us. What will he not give us?
Yeah.
Does he have his hand? I'm sorry, my hands are tied. I'm really busy this week. There's so many people I'm healing or bringing power to. You just got to walk in the faith, just like Stephen, Philip. They were not prophets, they were not apostles, but they walked out in their faith and released that power. So we're kind of in there. And so the first ways to be able to do this is you speak it in tongues of interpretation and or prophecy. And by doing the prophecy, you're getting an idea on how things work. Because when you're about ready to prophesy, there's nothing there. And if you're waiting for something, okay, tell me what to say. No, you got to start speaking. It doesn't come until you start speaking. Well, I don't know what to say. Just start speaking. I got to move my mouth, my tongue, my lips, same way of speaking in tongues. You can't wait for something because it will not happen. And that's the same way with us. It's in the acting. So I'm going to give a prophecy for the viewers. Be bold because you are my children in whom I am endowed with great spiritual ability. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and or my perfect will. So at all times, I will manifest my love for you as I will build you up in order that you may be powerful and anoint other people with great ability that I have given you and set them free as I've set you free. I'm in.